listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly joining us as well, producing the program.
Good evening. Always happy to be here.
Now, if you tried to log into the chat and were unable to do that, please refresh your page and give it a shot again. And we had a technical snafu that's been corrected. And anyway, you'll lose the player for a moment, but that's okay. We're going to do our introductory comments. But so if you had a problem logging into the chat, refresh the page and try again. The Spirit of Life program is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, ICMH Church also has several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal science, and several other areas. And Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. I'd like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief, which is customary for this program. The first one is do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the expanded version of these 9 principles of belief, please visit us at ICMH. Well, that you can get there too. Go to Metaphysical Humanism. It's easier to remember. All right. So we appreciate those who are joining us in the chat room tonight. Thanks for taking your time, as well as I'd also like to thank those listening to the archives. We appreciate you listening in as well. Just a word or two as we get started. I put the black ribbon at the top of the web page in the header on the church website. If you scroll up, you'll see it if you're listening to this program live. And that's out of honor and recognition of those in Las Vegas that were killed and hurt. You know, our hearts go out to them and their families. And, you know, we have, as Dr. Hunter says, we have no words.
You know, I have no words, none at all. Yeah.
No, but we do feel for them and, you know, wish the best that can even come about, especially for those who are just hurt and still recovering. But our hearts go out to the families, too. So wanted to mention that. I lowered my flag to half staff today, my one planet flag, which I have flying in the backyard out of support. Recognition too. So that's that. All right. If you are listening to this program live and you're in the chat room and you have a question or a topic you'd like to have us look into, please put it there. To begin with, we're going to do our 5-card snapshot. We're going to pull 5 of our inner oracle cards, which are basically self-discovery cards that get you thinking, and we usually find a common thread in 5 random cards that are pulled. Dr. Hunter, if you would.
I will, absolutely. And the first one I have is attitude, disposition. Mm-hmm. I think there's a message. Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative, of course. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen. You know, I find it these little things interesting, especially in light of, you know, the horrendous ordeal in Vegas, and you just make commentary to it. And, you know, we all do have to check our attitudes. It's a real, I think, a convergence of emotion that can cause certain kinds of attitudes. And, you know, we have to keep our dispositions in check.
Angie's asking what happened in Vegas. I honestly haven't watched the news at all. I don't watch the news, but I've heard that 50-something people were shot
59.
by some moron shooting at a festival-type thing out in the parking lot or from a window on the 30th floor. I don't know. That's just what I've heard. I don't know if it's true. I know that 59 people have died, but... and many more have been hurt, but that's all I know. I don't watch the news because, frankly, it's too depressing. All right, let's go on to the next card.
Gratitude, number 36. Gratitude is a joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
Good.
And we have number 23, meaning and purpose. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what is the purpose of life? Rather, it is, what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or the lack thereof. So far we've got attitude, disposition, gratitude, and meaning and purpose.
Good.
Then we have expediency. That kind of throws an interesting wrench in it. Mm-hmm. Timing is everything. Some things call for expediency. Others require us to slow down. If you have a problem, you can take care of it now or suffer longer and still take care of it later. It takes courage to face important matters when timing and opportunity avails, and the wisdom to know when to slow down to assess the correct actions before acting promptly. For success in anything, do what you should do when you should do it.
Good.
Past, present, and future. Number 4. So we'll go over to the beginning of the book. The 3 universal laws of personal responsibility are: you are accountable for your past, present, and future. Don't expect others to do for you what you can and do and should do for yourself. Don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor.
Okay, interesting spread. So what do you make of it? Do you want to comment? Then I will.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, just a couple of things jump out at me, and things that I'm passionate about and that bear repetition. And from the first card, Attitude and Disposition, one of the comments in the guidebook is dawning on the attitude of how hard can it be? And that's kind of the thread I'm going to speak on. You know, we have things to do in life. We have things that we have to do and we're obligated to do that are real. We have to do those. And sometimes we don't want to do it, or sometimes we don't think we're smart enough, or we don't know enough, or whatever the thing is, so we shy away. You know, I've had students who will basically on an assignment say, I didn't understand how to do it, so I don't know what to say. You know, and it's like, really? So you're just going to say you don't understand it without even asking and trying to understand it? You know, and to me, it's lazy. It's what it is. It's just lazy. So if you have something to do, don't say that's too hard. Don't have that attitude ever. Say, how hard can it be? And you try and you try and you try until you get it. That's how you achieve things in life. That's how you evolve. That's how you grow. That's how you reach your objectives and your goals, is to have an attitude that I can do this. You know, it's a can-do attitude, as they say. It's having the mindset of how hard can it be. We have to have that mindset if we're going to achieve anything in life, let alone, you know, our goals and objectives. I mean, we have to have that. So we have to have an attitude, a can-do attitude. That's the easiest way to put that. And gratitude is always in there. We're grateful for what we have. And that's just something that should be there as an ongoing constant. We're grateful for what we have. We may not have everything we want, but if we have a can-do attitude, guess what? We'll get it in due time. Now, it's not going to happen overnight necessarily, but we keep after it, and it will happen. Then the next card, the third one, was meaning and purpose. And so we have to tie in our meaning and purpose. And a lot of times we don't fulfill our meaning and purpose because we think it might be too hard, or we don't know how to go about doing it. Well, there's a solution for that. Learn how to do it. You know, go do your research. Do your due diligence. Figure it out. Make it happen. Because you're not going to feel fulfilled until you do. So we have to have that attitude, a can-do attitude, to even fulfill our meaning and purpose. And then there's expediency. You know, we can take that two ways. Some things we need to be all over it. Another thing, slow down and maybe you're going to retreat, regroup, and attack again type of thing. But expediency is the name of the game. All my life, I've wanted too much too fast. It's been a blessing and a curse. It is exactly responsible for why I am where I am and for me accomplishing what I've done. It's just an attitude I've always had. But at times, I can be impatient. Of course, you know, if you ask me, I think patience is overrated, but that's another story. But the thing is that we need to be about what we're doing. So if you're hesitating on something, learn what you need to learn, do what you need to do, get on it, be about it, make it happen. That's expediency. And if there's a time that you need to retreat, regroup, and attack again, that's fine. But when you retreat, make sure you do your research, do whatever you gotta do, make it meaningful, and then go after it again. Because it has a direct bearing on the topic of the fifth card, past, present, and future. Look at your past. What kind of a history do you have? Do you have a history of just not getting it done? Well, you can change that in your present and in your future. And if you do that, then your future will be one of fulfillment. You'll reach your objectives, and you'll be a lot happier and more satisfied. Comments?
Sounds good to me.
Me too. I even said it.
There you go. If anybody would like a card pulled, please put your name in the chat, and we'll be happy to draw a card for you today.
And while we're waiting for cards, we've got a few students in the chat room, and the more will be listening to the archive. So I wanted to take a minute and say that I'm currently working on an updated school portal for IMHS, It's uses current software, updated software, and so I'm working on that. It's going to be a slightly different URL, but I'll announce that when it's ready to go. It's going to be probably a week or two before it'll be ready, and then we're going to start migrating students over to the new. It's just an updated version of the same software everybody's used to. We use an updated version of TFU, and this one I've been using as it is for the last 7+ years, and it's been good, but the deal is that you know, they keep updating it, and I have not updated it because it was customized to a point, and when you update it, it just messes up all your customization. So I'm getting a new site ready to go, and it's very modern, and it's very nice. It's updated, it's modern and nice. And also, since last week, another thing I've done with the websites is convert the sites to HTTPS, and so it's just a little better security, and so most of the pages will now say secure at the top. Now I'm just noticing the broadcast page is not, it's only showing partially secure, and that's because I'm trying to fix the chat room. I linked the chat room to HTTP instead of HTTPS just to make sure that wasn't the issue, and it wasn't the issue, but I didn't have a chance to switch it back. But those are just some FYIs while we're waiting for cards. So looks like we have some who would like a card, so let's start.
Actually, just as a comment, I have an HTTPS up on my
screen. Yeah, I converted your site too.
You
do?
Yeah,
you do on this? Oh, good.
Yeah. So I
still converted your site.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thank you very much. Tabitha is first, and Michael, if you have your cards handy, it'd be great.
I absolutely do have them handy, and Dr. Tabitha, I pulled one for you. I pulled wild card number 7, Hope, which is just perfect for the times. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last fail-safe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. I think that last part is especially key.
Yeah. That's a good card. We've talked about hope so much, and you know, that's one thing we never want to lose is hope, because there's never a reason to lose hope. We may be down, things may look pretty bad, but that doesn't mean that means something can't change unexpectedly.
True. Well, I pulled one for you, friend. Number 1, perfection. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they're vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. So I think it's really, two things there. It's a reminder that we are living today's perfection as a result of yesterday's events, you know, kind of it's cause and effect. But also, it's making sure that you're in harmony and decisions made and how you reflect, that you move forward in harmony with your energy, with your own frequency. At least that's how I take it. So Dr. Kelly might see something else.
No, I can always talk about perfection. You know, it's such an epiphany. You know, when we finally figure out that we're perfect just the way we are, it's really an epiphany. It puts a whole new slant on things. It allows us to look at life in a whole new way through a whole different lens, a much clearer, brighter lens. And it's also interesting that I've had students who've had such a hard time wrapping their brains around that concept. But once they do, they really get it. Yeah, there's somebody in the chat room tonight who we had a long talk on the phone in the early days when she was in the course B2. We teach it at IMHS, and she's doing great today and much different, much more evolved, and good for you, good for her. All right.
Darlene is next, Michael.
All right, Darlene, I have number 44, attitude disposition.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, so we read that one.
Maybe a reminder because it applies specifically to Darlene.
Good. Yep, I agree.
All right, well, I do see that we have Jeff next, if I'm not mistaken. Well,
no, you're going to read. Go ahead and read the comments.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Book, and then pull another card for Dr. Darlene.
Gotcha, all right. All right, so enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive and ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen.
Good. And just pull another card, and while you're pulling another card, Dr. Hunter, do something, would you? Something a little different. Would you go pick cards from the deck until one really jumps out at you for whatever reason?
One jumping out at me for whatever reason.
This one Michael's gonna pull another card for Darlene, Dr. Darlene.
All right, Dr. Darlene, I did pull another card for you, and I have 34. Take ownership and release ownership. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning not only what is yours, and also releasing what is the rest.
That's a good card. And we haven't pulled that one.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. Take ownership, release ownership. You know, own the stuff you should own and don't own the stuff you shouldn't own is essentially the message there. You know, so often, especially if we're codependent, we take ownership for things that we just shouldn't. I mean, we assume responsibility for other adults by trying to control them in some way. And I mean, codependence is so widespread anyway, but we just have to remember, if it's your stuff, own it. If it's not your stuff, release it. Dr. Hunter, did you come up with a card?
I did.
What you got?
I got number 32, sympathy and empathy.
Okay.
Well, it reads, mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, a sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, relating to another's plight, each requires a need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there's no longer a reason to do so.
Now, before you comment, Michael, would you do the same thing? Would you go through the deck and pull a card until you find one that just jumps out at you for whatever reason? Dr. Hunter, why is that card meaningful to you? Why did it jump out at you?
Well, I see it as a reminder for everybody, you know, I mean, all of the time, is that we're tapping into our humanness and understanding better what our humanity is. And, you know, the last sentence is, extend the benefit of the doubt until there's no longer a reason, is, you know, we learn our life lessons. A very wise child psychologist said to me about 30 years ago, you know, we're all born loving and trusting. Wisdom comes with learning where to place it. And it's really, you know, stuck in my head all these many years.
Well said.
Yep. So when we understand that sympathy and empathy are different, I always say sympathy is like sending a card to the funeral because you don't know what else to say. and empathy is it's just that it's relating to other people. But when you extend compassion, compassion asks, how can I help? That's how I see that.
And sympathy, another definition for the difference between the two, sympathy is when you feel bad for somebody, but you've never really experienced what they're going through. Empathy is when you've been there, done that, and so you can empathize with them because you've been through the experience. So they're slightly different. Michael, did you find a card?
Yeah, I did. I have to say that as I was going through them, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny resonated with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I gotta say, and of course I can read that one, of course.
Is that the one you want to go with?
Yeah. Yeah. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourself. Remember, you are of divine energy.
So why did that one jump out at you?
Well, frankly, just because of the times, it's good to keep in mind, but also because when we go about the work of making the world a better place, as we will in the years coming, it's going to be difficult, and we're going to be put into confrontation with people that disagree at times, just in terms of advocating perhaps what we feel is right. But through it all, it's always important to remember that even though there are others that disagree or that think differently at times, we need to remember that we're one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny, and something that can bind us together. It's going to be crucially important.
Yep, good points. All right. So,
we do have Jeff in the chat room who's asked for a card.
Oh, okay, good.
And this week I'm getting this one for you, Jeff. Evolution. 18. Evolution. I like this card. Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort, but fear not. Personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your evolution and that of life around you. Thus, your entropy is lowered. So, evolution. Going through, I call it a growth spurt. That's
and,
great.
You know, yeah, it's, and of course we all want to evolve, and it kind of ties back in to what we discussed earlier in the program, a can-do attitude, you know, being all about it, going after what we want, not letting anything hold us back, not yielding to defeat, not saying it's too hard or we can't do that, but making it happen. So that's how we evolve. That's really how we evolve. And schizophrenic. There's a question.
No, yeah, I know. She's asked, how can you tell the difference in psychic ability and schizo? So I asked, what do you mean by schizo?
Yes.
Well, I know what the word means. It's just sometimes people can use that. She says, a friend of ours was recently diagnosed with schizophrenia. I know he has some natural ability. He asked me this question. I told him if the things he's seeing and hearing are coming true, then he's psychic. If not, then he has a mental illness. I think there's a better answer, though. Look, I've dealt with this actually many times. I think that with the chemicals in the brain, we have certain chemicals that filter information. And if that filter is not working very well, then it causes a lot of disorder. And schizophrenia, if indeed he has schizophrenia, can tap into all kinds of alternate realities. Of course, the ultimate thing is to keep someone grounded into here now. I think in history, anybody who had a measure of psychic ability was either burned at the stake or institutionalized for mental illness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's a, you know, we haven't really come a long way. Well, we certainly haven't come far enough in psychology or in sociology for that matter that a lot of professionals will stay open-minded to psychic abilities. So when you say, when you tell him if the things he's seeing and hearing are coming true, then he's psychic. That's not necessarily true, because he can be tapping into other worlds that may right. have no bearing on a, you know, on events.
This world.
I know a woman years ago who would ramble in her moments of schizophrenia, but everything she ever said came true 20 years later. and of course, she's still medicated, and bless her heart, but it's a tough one that when you, okay, now the thing in the chat says he's hearing voices, he can feel pain, smell illness, and she can relate because she's an empath, but I've never heard voices though. And I hear voices all the time. the thing is, I've been smart enough to not tell anybody, and I can keep my bearings because the spirits that are talking to me are as clear as any voice I hear in the street. Sometimes it's a little muffled, sometimes it's, you know, but it's in my head. I can hear it. That's not a schizophrenia, that's spirits talking to me. And I'll tell you, I've had the privilege, I might say, of talking to intergalactics or extraterrestrials too. And that's, you know, that's a whole other experience. I know the difference in the feeling. I know the difference by the frequency. The thing that's really important is to stay grounded and know who you are, to know the difference of it's not your voice, it is your voice, something else. So in this case, though, if there are voices that are telling him to do things, if there's, you know, other things at work, you know, who knows, maybe it's a little bit of psychic ability and it's, you know, a biochemical disorder. And maybe, you know what I mean, it can be all of the above. So it's a tricky one to get into, and I got to tell you, I've always just put my hands in the air to somebody and say, I'm going to refer you to a doctor, and, you know, that's the best thing. If I can calm someone relatively quickly with, hey, I hear voices, I smell things, I feel things all the time, it's momentary, it passes, it's usually connecting with someone or something, but as soon as I acknowledge it, it passes, you know, and they calm down right away, then I know that they're on another stage of their psychic abilities and their growth, if they can let it go also. If they can't let it go, there's very often, you know, something else going on. And yeah, I appreciate she just written. She doesn't trust the medical professionals. I'm with you, but it's out of your league. So, yeah, you have to. It's really, it's hit and miss, you know, and sometimes you luck out. But this is somebody's journey to try to find that food source that calms the electrical system. And there's just too many variables, too many possibilities that you just hope, like, when you're seeking a lawyer, you're seeking a dentist, you're seeking a counselor, you got to hope you're getting a good doctor. And if you don't, you try another one. And, you know, I know very often a lot of damage happens before you get to one that can help you. But, you know, you just got to keep going and try to find somebody who can help. And even then, there's no, you know, there's probably 100 different medications and how would a doctor know what kind of medication to give? It's, you know, pushing certain pharmaceuticals or his favorite of the week, you know, who knows, but it's a feeling too, you know, they're just,
it's a tough question to answer conclusively.
Well,
but it's I, know, I she, go ahead.
She just mentioned that he has seen doctors and so on, and they want to keep him doped up, and I can appreciate that. And nothing seems to be helping, so he called her. And she's come across this question multiple times. Well, so have I. But there is a difference between a biochemical disorder versus a psychic channel open. And it's ever so subtle. And the only way I can say it is if once it's acknowledged and it's released and you can let it pass, that's a psychic ability. It's a psychic experience, I should say. If they keep hanging around and you tell them, excuse me, I had this one spirit who came through in a reading and she was sticking around my house. So I'm getting about cooking supper and she's hanging around. And I said, you know, I'm really glad to meet you, but you don't live here. And I said, you know, again, I've enjoyed my time with you. I'll visit with you for a few more minutes, but you got to go. And within a few minutes, she left. Now, again, any kind of psychologist can think, oh, Vicki, you've got a mental problem.
She's a nutter.
Yeah. But I think that I'm grounded enough and stable enough to carry on with my life. And if I am mentally ill, I'll keep it. That's the way I say it. It's working for me. So you just got to stay true to who you are. Know who you are. Know how you think. Know how you feel. Be self-observant, self-aware. Keep growing. And go with your own changes and know the difference between new psychic experiences and how you're changing. And I think that's... And she's saying my instinct says it's a mixture of mental illness and psychic ability. And you're probably right. And it could very well be.
All right. So we're going to start wrapping stuff up. If you go ahead with the final comment.
No, I was just going to say it's you just keep going and support as you can. But if you can find a good doctor for him, somebody you know, and maybe even help him do some research for a doctor, that would be your part, I think.
Yes. All right. So we are going to wrap things up here for tonight. A lot of good discussion here. A lot of good points made tonight, as usual. We appreciate everybody's input. Appreciate your participation. Thanks to Dr. Hunter and to Michael for being part of this. Thanks to those listening to the archives, too. Glad everybody's listening. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.